This is Crime Binge.
Welcome to Crime Binge,
the minisode
12.
Yeah. And I'm Sarah.
And I'm Morgan. And our New Year's resolution is to introduce ourselves on these things.
Yep, because we don't do that.
But this week on our minisode, we watched the mini limited series, docuseries, Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It just came out. December 18th was the release date.
Yes, very controversial.
Yeah,
in its nature. Literally, when I went to click it on Netflix and it has like the tags of what it is, the first thing is controversial.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
like, so it has like a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is like, okay, it's average. But it has a 4.4 rating on Google reviews. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Netflix, it has like an 8.8 or something. Like,
wow.
At least on the Google page that like initially came up. But I don't think Netflix does an out of 10 rating. So that doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea.
It seemed to do really well on Netflix as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
What's your rating?
Oh, dear God. I truly don't know what my rating is because I liked it and hated it all in the same time.
Yeah.
So, like, a solid 6.
That's what I'm going to give it to.
Yeah.
It's a 6.
I inadvertently, without even knowing I was doing it, wrote 4 pages of notes single-spaced on this while I was watching it.
So I'm just going to let you talk and well, I'm just going to comment
because
I just have a little bit.
Well, usually I come to these totally unprepared and you come prepared. So we've switched our roles this week. But yeah, I also was like trying to follow the story as it was going on so we could also talk about it. Because if you like animals, especially cats, I would genuinely say don't watch this.
It's tough.
It's a lot. I mean,
should we give just like a little summary of what it is?
That's probably a great idea. Yes.
So it's about this guy posted these videos of him killing cats.
Yes.
On YouTube and the internet. And there was a group of people who were basically determined to solve the crime. And then they, with the police help, the crime gets solved.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you see those horrible videos pop up on Facebook and all of the comments are like, burn that piece of shit. Like, I can't wait till they go to jail. There's really no way of putting those people in jail. And that's kind of like, especially with the first episode, I think.
Yeah.
Is about is how this group of people like took it upon themselves to search down for this man. And I'm, like, having a really hard time with deciding whether or not I think the internet sleuths are right in what they did.
I mean, oh, I forgot to mention that he did go on to kill a person as well and put that on the internet. But, I mean, I don't know. Because I feel like, yeah, you're passionate. Yeah, he needed to be caught.
Yeah,
and
for
that's
sure.
That's cruelty to animals and everything else. They just went through so much and my honest opinion.
Yeah.
Is that it didn't fucking matter. Like, it was ultimately the police that solved it or the guy giving his own name because they wouldn't have had anything unless he gave his name.
Yeah. He wanted to be famous for the crimes and he wanted to be known. And an issue that they talk about a lot during the... It's only 3 episodes and each is an hour long. It's not as crazy as some of them are. But a point that they touch on a lot is, would he have escalated if he had not gotten the attention he was seeking?
Yeah.
And I kind of think that he wouldn't have. I think eventually he would have became a serial killer, you know? Like... But I don't know if it would have happened as quickly as it did because he had people who were tracking him down and he was getting off on the fact that they couldn't find him.
See, I think he would have ended up escalating because even if they weren't, I mean, eventually, probably not as quickly, because even if they weren't, you know, tracking down the vacuum in his room and this and that, he still was getting hundreds of thousands of views, and that still fueled his narcissistic sociopathic tendencies.
That's true. But I feel like he, because they show like the views ticking up on the thing, and I don't know if those were all just made for the documentary, easily could have been, but it seemed like he got more notoriety the more that they were pointing it out. Like when they have Rescue Inc. come in and all of that.
That's what I think ruined it.
Yeah. Well, let's actually get in. We always do this. We just like start talking and let's like talk about the episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not do it through episodes. I just kind of wrote as I thought.
That's
okay.
I
just brain dumped. My favorite thing though.
Yeah.
Was the first line. Rule zero. Don't fuck with cats.
That was literally my least favorite thing because
I just love cats.
I do too. I have cats. But like, I don't know. I thought it was really dorky.
It's cheesy.
Rule zero is don't fuck with cats. And I was like, that's not a rule on the internet. Like, it's just not. Like,
I mean, don't fuck with animals.
Yeah, like that should be the rule.
So one of the points I have like way down here is that the rule and the whole thing is about the cats, and everyone can talk about the cats and everything, but when they talk about the dog, everyone just, they can't continue their interview, they start crying, and I'm just like, what about just don't fuck with animals?
Like, I which I'll get into later because it's a specific part. But I actually almost started crying, too. But it had nothing to do with the dog. And I did find that interesting that everyone was reacting more strongly to the dog. And I'm like, why is the whole title this? And then also, why are you not crying because the cats were killed? Like, I don't know. I thought it was weird. But one thing that I did not like about this documentary, it's my third point down, is... I hate that they showed the videos at all.
Yes, I put, thank God they didn't show the videos of the actual killing.
Yeah.
Because my, like, my heart was pounding.
Yeah, my heart was pounding too, and I, like, muted the TV and closed my eyes and then opened them and they were talking again. And I was like, I don't know if they showed it or not, and then I rewound it a little bit and they didn't.
Yeah, they show, like, the beginning before it happens and everything, but you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's just for shock value, and I do not appreciate that in documentaries because you can get me, like, if your documentary is convincing enough, you shouldn't have to use the shock value of showing the seconds before an animal dies on
or
screen.
When he's playing with the dead animals.
Yeah, that was fucking terrible. Yeah. And I guess we should tell you that it's kind of told from the perspective of the two main internet sleuths. And one of them is Deanna and the other one is John in parentheses because he doesn't ever give his real name. No. And I thought John was a really weird guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Deanna was an interesting person.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she's an internet person. She's a weird person. I did think it was interesting how Luca, who we eventually find out is the killer, like, even from the beginning, did things to try and throw people off from his videos. Like, how he plays a recording of Russian people speaking and, like, partying, essentially, in the room with him to throw off anybody. And I just thought that was interesting that, like, from the beginning... He was doing stuff like that.
Yeah, because he knew he was going to get some backlash from it and everything. There's a part where when Deanna, is that her name?
Yeah.
Deanna was talking about the videos. And I think it was after the second video came out.
Okay.
And she compared it to 9/11.
She did.
And
She said this is a bad comparison, but this is the only thing I can think to compare it to.
And I was like,
it wasn't the second video. It was the time where they got two videos in a day. And the first one was him killing a cat. And the second was the person. Mm-hmm. That's what she was talking about. So during episode one, they introduce Rescue Inc., which is a lot like that Pitbull thing you were telling me about. Pitbull Parolees or whatever. And it's like just a bunch of big tatted up guys who scream at people who are mean to animals. And I just thought that that was fun.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a fun and interesting thing.
And they showed like a little clip of them screaming.
Like screaming at someone like, you pick on animals because it makes you feel big and they're small. And like, it was really funny. One of my thoughts while watching this the whole time, and I think I write it under like every episode point, is that the internet can be helpful but also very harmful.
Yeah.
Because in the first episode, there is clearly Luca is posting as a troll on all of these. He makes like 50 fake Facebook pages. Yeah. And he comes up with the name Jamesy shoves a lot in his ass.
Yes.
And hearing that guy, John, repeat that name over and over again was fantastic. But the reason I say the internet can be helpful and harmful is that for some reason they thought that that would be the killer's real first name, Jamesy.
Yeah.
And they, like, located an actual person with that first name who eventually ends up killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, not 100% clear if he killed himself based on all of the, like, attacks he was getting on a daily basis. But they also said he was depressed before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was really interesting because there have been hundreds of people who have killed themselves based off of things that have been said to them on the internet.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're already a very depressed person and like that kind of hate comes towards you and you weren't really doing anything, you were just being an internet troll. Like, I don't know. It just, it felt, that was like a really sad part of it. And they were like, it wasn't our fault, but it could have been. And I was like, it feels like your fault.
I also felt with that, like, they could have left that whole part out about him killing himself and they could have just been, like, found out it wasn't him. So I do think it's kind of admirable that they just placed it in saying, like, we know that this happened and we don't exactly know why, but we're kind of taking responsibility for it and not just trying to blow over it.
That's a good point. Yeah. I haven't, like, actually read the articles, but there's a lot of articles that are like, what the documentary left out. And, like, all documentaries are going to leave something out.
Yeah.
But that's a valid point. So, at this point in episode one, we get the name Luke Magnotta. And I truly, because when they show, like, they search his name, over 800,000 hits come up for this guy's name, and he's basically orchestrated all of them.
Yeah. And like,
and it's fucking crazy.
From the beginning, when they were showing, like, when they didn't know it was him and they just showed the first video of his audition tape,
did you not think those are dead shark eyes?
Yes. I was like, that's literally a serial killer right in front of you. Are you fucking kidding
me? Like, anytime they showed, like, over the course of it, two or three of his interview tapes, and every time I was like, that's a fucking serial killer. Because when they first bring up Luke, they're like, oh, he, this can't be the guy. He looks so normal and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this is the motherfucker. Like, it has, like, to be.
From literally 30 seconds hearing him talk.
Yeah.
I was like, narcissistic sociopath.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
100%. When he's just like, yeah, a lot of people tell me I'm good looking. I was like, okay.
And his voice was so deep. Like, you have to train your voice to be that deep.
Oh, yeah. They literally asked him, how'd you get your voice that deep? And he said, lots of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler alert, when he gets arrested, he has the meekest little baby voice you've ever heard. And it's uncomfortable to watch a shift like that, because we can talk about the shift all day when we're like talking about these serial killers, mm-hmm. but to actually witness the manipulative behavior was really yeah. uncomfortable. Wasn't it creepy?
Yeah.
Like his whole interview. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Bleh. But yeah, like 95% of all of the photos they were finding with Luke, they realized were like poorly photoshopped images. Yeah. And he just created this entire online persona where he would start rumors about himself saying like, he's dating Madonna.
And that he's dating Carla Homolka.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding? Like,
yeah. He concocted a story that he was dating one of, as they said in the documentary, one of Canada's most hated women, mm-hmm. Carla Homolka, which she is a pretty terrible fucking person. Yeah.
That, and if you're a real true crime yeah. fan, you'll know exactly who that is.
But he started online rumors about himself that he was dating her. And then he started other online rumors saying he was getting death threats because mm-hmm. there was information that he was dating her. And he, like, went to Joe Wormington, who I just thought had a great name, so I wrote it down, who was a reporter and, like, talked on video about how he wasn't like mm-hmm. with Carla and all of this shit, and all of it is just like serial killer.
Yeah, all of it's just him trying to get more attention.
Yeah, and he just like so desperately needs the attention that he's willing to do it in whatever way he can.
Yeah.
It's truly uncomfortable shit, mm-hmm. which like I don't know if it's just the subject matter that makes you so uncomfortable about this documentary or what, but I don't know. I didn't love it. But like we were talking about earlier, in the same day that they get the two videos,
mm-hmm.
the first one is of him drowning the cat, and they show him holding it up to the camera, and it looks like Azula.
My note says, my heart was pounding when I thought I was going to see a cat die, and also one of the cats looks like Azula.
Yeah, I literally almost started sobbing. I was like, that looks like Azula. And it was very upsetting to know what was going to happen to that cat. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the day that they get two videos is the day that he sends the video of him drowning a cat. And the second video is the one of the fucking python killing a cat on mm-hmm. his bed. That's what that was. I remember now. Good thing I wrote notes, because that really pissed me off. And that video was the most upsetting, I think.
Because you saw the snake strike at it, and yeah, then they cut it right as it was grabbing the cat.
Yeah, that was just for shock value, and mm-hmm. that pissed me off a lot. So I think that's why it got a 6 from me, was yeah. because of all of the inclusion of the video that we didn't need. You could have explained it to me, and it still would have made my heart race and me, like, feel sick to my stomach, you know?
Yeah. And, like, nothing ever is done, like, deleted from the internet. No. If you wanted to, you could look it up yourself.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, if you were the kind of person who can watch that kind of stuff, then let them go find it themselves. Like, I don't need it included in this documentary.
Also, the names of these fucking videos were so stupid.
They were
what? Oh my god.
When he eventually ends up murdering someone, it's one lunatic, one ice pick. And it's just like,
but he doesn't even use an ice pick.
No, he uses
a screwdriver.
Yeah, that he disguises as an mm-hmm. ice pick. He's a fucking twat.
Yeah, he is.
But in the first episode, this is like the ending of it. There's mm-hmm. like two big cliffhangers. Deanna gets sent a video of someone walking through the casino she works at, mm-hmm. which was very uncomfy.
Yeah.
And then they get the video of what you know is him killing a person, but they cut the show like right then, and then start episode 2 with you finding out that he did in fact kill a person yeah. and a puppy in the same video.
Yeah. At until the end, I didn't know if he had killed the puppy or not, because the way they were talking about
yeah.
it, until you see the photo of the dead puppy. Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, a lot of it was just, like, for shock value, yeah. and it pissed me off. And I'm just going to keep saying that because it was so annoying to me.
The video of him killing the person was just, like, oddly filmed and dark and, like, I honestly could barely tell what was going on.
Yeah. You could just tell that he was caressing it like he did with all of the cats before he killed them. Yeah,
and that he was kind of like straddling the body.
Yeah. So it wasn't great. The internet sleuths are fucking on it. And like, if you think you're good at finding like the person that you didn't even get their last name on Facebook, like, you have nothing on these fucking internet sleuths.
The work that they did was great and insane.
Like, actual detective work. Yes. If you ask me. But you're also, like, fucking harassing people, so mm-hmm. maybe chill the fuck out. But they, like, find that he's posted a new photo recently, and they spend days finding the exact stairs mm-hmm. that he posed in Montreal.
Like, they walked through the entire city on Google Maps.
Yes.
To, like, find it.
Just to find these stairs that were in front of, like, the Montreal University mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah. Like, the shit that they did was crazy. And she found the vacuum. They found the bedspread
that
and
it's
the
like
cigarettes.
Only sold in North America and all mm-hmm. of that shit, and it's very impressive and very cool, but I was also like, damn, if they ever, like, if either of them had kids and their kids brought home a significant other, they would be like, I'm not telling you their name.
Like, yeah,
and they're like, fine, I'll just take a photo of them and reverse Google search it. For even real. Though it's not how it works. Yeah. But at, like, the start of episode two, pretty much the janitor in Montreal finds a suitcase that he sees maggots crawling out of mm-hmm. and he literally said, I thought someone, like, had a dead animal and didn't know how to take care of it, so they put it in the suitcase, and he opened it and there was a dismembered body inside instead.
Because it wasn't it just a torso?
I
because it didn't have a head or hands or feet.
Yeah, I thought it was the torso and, like, legs and arms, but I could be wrong.
I know it didn't have hands or feet.
Yeah.
And a head. So it was, like, I think probably, like, cut off at the elbows and the knees or something like that.
Probably. So this is found, and they cut back to the Facebook group, and they're like, we're really upset that the police won't listen to us and, like, all of this stuff. And it's like, they're also trying to identify a fucking murder victim. But the thing that annoyed me so much, and I think it was just the way the documentary was recorded, or maybe not, was the fact that they, like, in where the suitcase was, there was, like, 30 trash bags behind it. So mm-hmm. they searched every single trash bag, and they found, like, additional limbs. They found a bloody, like, blanket and shirt and everything like that, and the puppy. And they also found, like, Luca's ID.
Yeah.
And a receipt with his address. And they were like, it's probably just the murder victim. Yeah. And they, like, didn't really start looking into it. They were like, we're just going to go up to the apartment and see. And it smells like cleaning supplies and blood, but it's probably not, it's probably just the victim. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, it's also like, do someone smart enough wouldn't throw away their personal information like that?
Yeah, that, I mean, I feel like he literally, and I don't know if it's just because the documentary was talking about it, but I feel like he was trying to play out a movie mm-hmm. where, like Catch Me If You Can, and he wanted them to find his information and start a manhunt, and he just thought he was smart enough to get away from them forever, you know?
Did you write down the poem that he wrote? Because I wrote it down.
No.
No, not the look in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
The one that he sent the journalist.
With the foot?
I don't know when he sent it.
He sent it with the dismembered body part, yeah.
Because it said, roses are red, violets are blue. Police will need dental records to identify you, bitch.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was very disrespectful. But when they searched all of the bags, they found that obviously there was missing limbs, and the head was missing mm-hmm. from any of the pieces that they found, and then a hand and a foot. And the poem that Sarah just read was a poem that was mailed to the Conservative Party with a severed foot, and then the Liberal Party got a hand. And I just thought it was really funny that, like, Justin Trudeau, or however you say his name, was speaking out about it.
I was like, my heart.
Something that was, like, really, really frustrating the whole time was seeing all of the video footage mm-hmm. of Luca, like, fleeing, and they were always so close but, like, so far at the same time, and it, like, was, like, just a really frustrating thing to watch.
The thing that they didn't mention mm-hmm. at all, though, was in the security footage, he was wearing the guy's shirt
the
whole time.
They did mention that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that, like, he threw out the shirt eventually and stuff, and they mentioned
yeah,
that.
No, but he was wearing it after he murdered him,
yeah,
for sure.
I was like,
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, they do mention it eventually. Okay. They're like, he's in the victim's shirt here, and yeah. We need to talk about Anna.
Is that Luca's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, towards the end of episode two, they introduce Luca's mom. And your mom will always love you. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. But if you murder someone, I don't think it's as necessary to defend your son as much as she was. And the thing that bothered me the most was the police officers, like, swarmed her house because they thought he might be there. And she opens the door and she's like, are you here because of the videos about the cats?
Yeah. Like, she knows.
She knew that he was fucking killing cats, but because he concocted this Manny story, she just, like, didn't believe him.
Mm-hmm. And this was a story that he told his mom, that this guy named Manny was basically his pimp and was, like, abusing him and making him do this.
Yeah. Which just absolutely is not true and is such a false story to begin with that, like, I only a mother could believe it, basically.
And his mom goes on this rant, like, bashing the internet sleuths and calling them crazy and stuff. And I'm like, your son is literally killing cats and you think these people are crazier than your son?
Yeah, I wrote about that too. Okay. I was like, it was very annoying. Like, every time she came on the screen, I was like, I understand why you have her, because you have to bring in both sides, mm-hmm. but, like, get this woman off the fucking screen. They do finally talk about the victim once they find out who it is.
Yeah.
And he was a Asian student who was living in Canada. He was, like, a young gay man who wasn't out to his family mm-hmm. yet. And he came to Canada basically to, like, be able to do that.
Yeah. He was, I think, from China, they said.
I wrote down his name, but I think I wrote it down here.
I think it's, like, Wan Lin or something like that. Yeah, Wan Lin, J-U-N-L-I-N.
Okay. I thought they pronounced it like Hun or something in the thing.
A bunch of people pronounce it differently.
But there was, like, they do it in the second and third episode where they talk about his friend who basically, like, called the police and mm-hmm. was asking if you could do a wellness check on him because he went to his friend's house and his cats hadn't been fed and they were, like, his everything, and his friend, like, didn't watch all of the video, but he watched the video of his friend being murdered, and that's, like, a lot.
Yeah, in order to, like, be the identifier.
Yeah, to identify his friend, and it was just really, really heavy shit. And in the third episode, he goes on to talk about, like, his family and how mm-hmm. his family, like, in their culture, the young ones, like, take care of the elderly, and the young man is, like, very important in their bloodline and stuff. And it was just very, very sad. And you got to see the family, like, holding a funeral, which also I felt bad because I was like, y'all have to have fucking cameras at your funeral.
But I think they spent, like, a nice amount of time talking about him.
Yeah, I think so, too. And they made a point at the end to be like, everyone remembers Luca, but not him. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I noticed in the interviews when his mom was talking.
Yeah.
They pan back and she's wearing a pair of handcuffs as a bracelet.
Is she really?
Yep, she had two handcuffs on one hand.
So they're probably his bracelet.
Probably.
Yeah, she was, truly a lot. I think every time she came on the screen, I just like stopped giving a shit because I'm that way. But going back to the internet sleuths.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just looking at my notes. So they talk about how they've like found how Luca communicates on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they notice that he does things like in between every comma, there's a space before and after. And like, that's how they found his Craigslist posting for like getting a victim like that.
Stuff like that, I'm pissed that the cops didn't take up and stuff because there was nothing about the police seeing the ads and stuff like that.
Well, how would they know to look?
Well, because they were like sending.
The reason I don't understand why they were upset is like the police even said at one point how many tips a day they were getting.
Yeah, definitely.
Like when you have that many tips coming in, you're not gonna scan through a fucking person from Facebook who's like, we've found that when Luca types, he doesn't put like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like you can and you can't be mad at the cops. They still solved the crime in a week. So I think it definitely had to help that they eventually found the video of him being murdered, I think, mm-hmm. from the internet sleuths. But they never really made that clear either how the cops came into the video. Yeah. So.
Well, I think it was from the Toronto police guy. John sent the video to him, and then Toronto sent it to the Montreal police.
Okay. That would make sense. But I did think it was interesting to point out that the song that Luca committed the murder to is the opening song from American Psycho. Mm-hmm. And you haven't seen that, have you?
No, I haven't.
Luca is that guy. Like, 100% Luca is the guy from American Psycho because he's just, like, obsessed with himself mm-hmm. and like his image, and he is the same way. And it was just like after he murdered that guy and then stood and looked at himself in the mirror in the lobby mm-hmm. for like a good while, then went back upstairs to like clean up all the blood, I assume.
And it was like,
it was just very frustrating shit.
He wore a wig the whole time, but used his real name. And that wig was fucking disgusting.
The wig was bad. And yeah, he used his real name literally everywhere he went. And he, at one point, they talk about a post that he made online about how to get away from the mm-hmm. police and completely, like, change your life. And, like, everything that was on that list, he just didn't do.
I know. He was like, change your name, go, like, liquidate
all of your assets, and like gets caught on a CCTV taking out fucking money.
Yeah.
And the thing that I think is very interesting is that he went to like Paris
mm-hmm.
when it's well known that like CCTV is everywhere there, and they make it a point to let you know that you're being watched pretty much in any given moment, like in England in general, not in the way that America likes to try and hide it sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but like it's very obvious there. And I just thought it was interesting that he went to a country that had even more surveillance and was like, well, why did I get caught?
You know, he just wanted to follow every movie he's ever seen.
Yeah, he really did.
He loves movies.
And his mom even fucking says like, yeah, his favorite movie is Basic Instinct. And like by the end of the third episode, they just show you all of the comparisons mm-hmm. to Basic Instinct, including how he commits his murder.
Yeah.
And It's like, this guy has never had an original thought in his fucking mind.
And the thing is like, she said that he gave her the Basic Instinct keychain and liked that movie.
Yeah.
Ever since he was little.
Yeah.
And the opening scene is a naked woman fucking this guy. Yeah. And killing him. And I'm like,
murdering him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let your kid watch that.
The third episode actually just like starts with Luca's mom pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she starts talking about how the internet people are the real bad guys and everything like that. And I think we should touch more on this. So Luca has convinced his mother that when he started doing escort work, that there was a man named Manny who was obsessed with him and was violent with him, and he forced him to kill cats and told him to do the murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I did think it was interesting that they never talked about it again, except for Luca's mother, that in the video of the cat being killed by a python, that there's a second set of hands.
You're right.
No one ever brings that up again. And I want to know who the second fucking set of hands was, because I don't think it was Manny. I don't think Manny is real, because he's the same name from Basic Instinct.
Yeah, it might just be the person who owns the python.
It could have been, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. They never did.
I thought that was super weird. I also thought it was interesting that she just like let him move to Toronto to pursue a modeling career at 16 and didn't go with him or anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know. Felt weird. And he, like, soon after it didn't work out, started to become an escort. And she knew all about this.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. You know, sex work is totally fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, if your kid is 18 years old and he's struggling.
Yeah.
And he's then being abused by one of his Johns or clients.
Yeah.
You can step in and help him.
Yeah, like, it just...
bring him home, or...
to a certain extent, let your kids make mistakes, but...
yeah, like, if they're being abused and they're not surviving well.
And he had to have been, like, the truest form of a psychopath, I think. Yeah. Because at one point, Luca even goes to a lawyer to file a complaint about this Manny person... and punches himself. You don't know that he does this, but he either went out and got in a fight specifically to have bruises or harmed himself. But he, like, sends his lawyer photos of him beaten up. And there is even a point where he, like, is laying on the beach all beaten up. And the police, like, pick Luca up and take him to the hospital to, like, help him. And... it's just very interesting, because I feel like all of that was literally just to build this backstory so he could eventually say he killed someone because of Manny. And it was just very creepy to, like, see that build up.
Yeah. At the very end, when they are comparing the story with Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Like, the police mentioned that they've never found anyone named Manny in records. Like, he just made it all up.
Well, the name, like, was the direct name from Basic Instinct, right? Like, even the last name?
No, the last... it was, like, the difference between, like, Rodriguez and Gonzalez. Like, it was similar Latino-sounding last name.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to... do you want to talk about how he gets caught?
Sure.
Because that was literally my favorite part of it, because he's so self-absorbed that he basically got caught Googling himself.
He did. He went, like, I loved the little internet shop owner.
Yeah, he was my favorite. He was so excited. He loved true crime. Yes. He was like, I found the guy.
Yeah, he's like, I was reading this newspaper article. And I look up, and the killer is standing in front of me. So I let him go on the computer.
Yeah, and he was like, and I really wanted to know what he was doing. So I started cleaning up around his station. And I looked, and he was looking up his mugshot on Interpol.
Oh, God.
And they never say, like, if he called the police or whatever. But I would assume he had to have. But I wanted to know how he did it. Like, how did he get away? Because the way that they showed the shop was set up, he, like, Luca would have heard him on the phone calling.
I feel like they're, I mean, you had to, like, walk up the stairs a little bit.
But they were, like, little stairs. They weren't, like, they were a little flight stairs. Of stairs. It was, like, five stairs.
I feel like there was probably, like, an office behind where he sat or something. Maybe. Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Where, or he would have stepped outside or whatever. But
yeah,
just watching the fucking cops walk into this internet cafe yeah. and just take him out.
Because right before they start walking in, he goes to walk out and clearly sees something and mm-hmm. just starts walking back in, and it's just like, you trapped now, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's a cop, I need to run back in. Yeah, and he's like, oh, there's 10 cops here to arrest me,
who are all like just these huge mm-hmm. people, because he was in Berlin at that point, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he's brought back to Canada with like a lot of military, and his mom goes, I don't know why they needed that many police to escort my young, innocent son.
And why they needed, they couldn't put him on a commercial airline.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is global. Everyone's yeah. going to know
At
him.
At this point, it's become an international case mm-hmm. and people are looking for him. Like, it just, and she's like, I found it so unnecessary, and just, he was probably so scared. And it's like, good, he should be fucking scared. He literally murdered someone for a video. Mm-hmm. So his whole interview
is bizarre,
is the literal fucking worst.
He just like turns himself into this small little scared being.
Yeah. And he's like, can I get a jacket, I'm cold, can I get a cigarette, like yeah. it was a lot.
And just like compared to the sociopathic behavior we saw before, this was a complete 180.
Yeah, but it was also very sociopathic in that nature too, because he just like would not look the police officer mm-hmm. in the eye. And then when they left him in the room, he just walked around going, help. Yeah. In the most monotone voice ever. Not it was yelling. So uncomfortable. Yeah. He was going, help, help. And I was like, yeah, please stop.
Like, almost like he was drugged, but like yeah. just disassociated from his own mind. Like,
yeah,
it was bizarre. I think that
it was like watching someone try and act like they were scared yeah. when they weren't. Like, it was very uncomfortable. I did appreciate how like right at the very end they talked about the victim and his family mm-hmm. again. And I thought it was also very funny that Deanna and John, the two internet sleuths, had never met before.
Yeah.
And so they met for the documentary. And how annoying was John when she goes, I don't know, I don't think if I had you, I think if I didn't have you, I would have given up a long time ago. And he said, yeah. And she goes, you probably would have too. And he was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, God damn it, John.
I think John's just in his own head.
Yeah, he's
like, this is what I do on the weekends.
Oh yeah, for sure. He was very into it. And
oh, I did write one note.
Okay.
I wrote that his lawyer needed a fucking haircut.
Yeah, his lawyer did need a haircut. It wasn't great.
I also wrote, since we're towards the end,
yeah,
how we never got any sort of explanation about the body parts being sent to the government and why and what it represented, and if it was just for more attention or if he was trying 100%. To make a statement.
I mean, he sent it to conservatives and liberals.
Yeah.
So if he was sending it to like one party, I feel like it would have been an actual statement, but he just saw that in a movie
mm-hmm.
and did it, you know, like that's what it felt like to me, was it all felt like scenes from a movie that he wanted to reenact and yeah. did himself. I will say, at the very end, when they're, like, questioning if they're the reason why he went forward and mm-hmm. stuff, and then end it by asking if we, as a documentary viewer, are complicit in the murders, made me so angry.
That was what I messaged you about.
But, like, watching a documentary and spending 2.5 years of your life literally stalking someone that you saw an internet video of are kind of two different things. I spent 3 hours watching the documentary.
So my exact note was, damn, look at you breaking the fourth wall, trying to make me feel bad about being on the internet constantly. But also don't yell at me about making Luca famous when you're literally the star of a 3-hour movie doing the same thing.
Yeah. Like, it was just, it felt like they were trying to be very deep and pointed with it. And it was, it just fell flat. It didn't do what I think they intended it to do. And my note literally just said, fuck y'all. So that was how I felt about that. But the story itself is very interesting.
Yes.
That is probably the redeeming factor of the documentary to me. But other than that, I thought that it was just to shock the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like now that I'm thinking about it, like all of the shocking the viewer was to make you feel bad for watching it just so they could say the complicit thing at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm just not here for that.
I get that.
Like, I'm already complicit because I have a murder podcast, bitch. I don't need you to tell me I'm complicit because I watched a fucking documentary.
That, yeah. Like, it's, you spent all this time searching him out, making him make himself famous.
Yeah.
Then starring in a documentary, which took probably weeks to film.
Yeah.
And, like, then you try and shit down my throat. No, thank you.
It was just annoying. But I recommend, if you like animals, to not watch this because you'll be very sad and uncomfortable. And I'm specifically speaking to Megan when I say that, because you will not like this movie or documentary series at all. But let us know what your thoughts are on it. Yeah. Like, if you liked it or not.
One thing that I was like, we never found out was like the video of her, of Deanna?
Yeah.
Of Deanna's casino.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that was him or, like, what that was. And, like, nothing ever came of it. Thank God they weren't stalking her or anything.
Yeah.
It was just, like, something that was so random that I wanted answers to. Yeah. And we never got any. And I was like, God damn
it. I think it was just meant to be a, like, you think that you're tracking me down, but I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was just to show his power over her personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Ends the podcast. Just clicks it off.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It was good and bad. It was okay.
Yeah, like, it was fine. I didn't like it, really.
Yeah, I am pissed that I spent 3 hours watching it of my weekend. But
honestly, even if it wasn't, like, I think the worst culprit was the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're really all bad, honestly. Like, they just showed so much of the same part of the video.
Yes.
Which was like, we get it. You've already shown us this. You don't need to show us an additional 5 times. Because that makes you desensitized to it. And that's, like, completely going against your fucking final point about being complicit.
I think that they could have... I know, you're just getting heated over there.
Because it pissed me off so much. It's like, ugh!
I think they could have brought it down to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Easily. Because there was a lot of random stuff, a lot of, like, graphics that they were trying to, like, put you in the Facebook world.
Yeah.
But were just unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would have been more interesting if they brought it down to 2 hours. Like,
yeah, if they were just giving you the facts.
Yeah. They were trying to make it interesting to an audience, but they were trying to make it more like a movie, kind of. And it was just, like, this has nothing to do with
it
what I'm trying to watch.
Interesting no matter what, because it's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, it's definitely. Know? And it's an interesting case.
Yeah, it is. But whatevs. But we hope that you guys liked this discussion of us discussing our thoughts.
Of us shitting on this
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. but make sure that you rate, review, you know, subscribe where you can.
Yeah.
Give that 5 stars.
Let us know what you want us to review next.
Yeah.
Reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, all at Crime Binge.
Yes. And keep on binging.
Bye.
See ya.